Sam Carter. He's just finished his Brumbies career and is about to head on a new venture to Ireland. And the 29-year-old Ford joins me online now. Morning, Sam.
G'day, Mark. Thanks for having me, mate.
That's all right. Not a happy trip to Argentina last weekend after probably a short turnaround with your victory the week before. They're hard to beat in on their home dig, and they're mostly the Argentine national team.
Yeah, they were. They're a tough task, especially over there in their home turf. But look, they played some great footy and they deserve their spot in the final this weekend.
They've been a sort of a surprise packet this year, although, as I said, there's a lot of them play in the Pumas.
Yeah, they are. I think it's 90 or 95% of their Puma squad, which, is a tough task at any stage, but, we got them on probably one of their best performances of the year, and that was just too good.
Do you give them any hope against the Crusaders tonight?
Look, I think so. I think if they can start well and get a bit of momentum and kind of take the Christchurch crowd out of it, I think they can do really well against the Crusaders tonight.
Now, making the semi-finals of the Super Rugby this year with the Brumbies, a bit better performances than recent time. How have you found your, I think you started at the Brumbies 2011, so, it's been 9 seasons of hard grind.
Yeah, it has been. I think this year, the 2019 season, was probably one of my most enjoyable, only because of the kind of team and the squad we had. I mean, there's a lot of departing players leaving this year, like Christian Leofano, Henry Spade, Rory Arnold, and I think because of that, it just made this season, one to remember because we all wanted to get up for each other.
So you've got some fond memories of the time spent in Canberra besides the frost?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Canberra and the Brumbies organisation has been great for me. I think I came down the end of 2010 and just looking for an opportunity, and I never really left until now, so I can't really complain at all.
And how many games have you actually played for the Brumbies now?
I think about maybe 120, around that.
Yeah. You're only 29, the memory's gone already.
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't know the exact figure, but I've had a good run down here, and I think it's time to take up another opportunity in Ireland and start a new journey over there.
Now, it's with Ulster, in Ulster, with Pro 14, it's for the next season or 2 seasons?
2 seasons. The Ulster team is a bit like the Brumbies at the moment. They're on the way up. They've got a really good program and a great culture, so that was something I was really excited about working with.
Are some of your Brumbies teammates on short-term contracts with them as well?
Yeah, Henry Spate took a six-month contract, and I'm pretty sure Christian Leofano, after he came back from leukemia, took 6 months there as well, so there's kind of a Brumbies connection over there.
Yeah, he's been your co-captain. He's been an inspirational story, hasn't he, Christian?
Yeah, he has. He's, until you meet him and kind of see what he does outside of rugby and what he does for that squad down there, you'll never really know because he's an amazing figure and kind of the heartbeat of the team, really.
Yeah, and he's currently in the Wallaby squad along with 8 other Brumbies, I think.
Yeah, he is. He's really deserved that call-up. I really hope the best for him because if he can get a start and he can show everyone what he can do, he'll be very good for us this year, for the Wallabies.
I'm speaking with Sam Carter, a former Wallaby. I think 16 caps for the Wallabies. Highlight would have been going to the World Cup 2015?
Yeah, I was part of the World Cup squad. Didn't get to play, unfortunately, but the experience over in London and just the momentum that we had in that final series was unbelievable and probably something I'll never forget.
And you've had a few injuries in your time. How are they at the moment?
Yeah, I've been quite fortunate with injuries. Not too many, but I'm good to go at the moment and I'm looking forward to starting in Ireland.